Greetings in the Lord. It is the 23rd day of September in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to faith and repentance today comes from Psalm chapter 51, verse 3. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Dear brothers, the scriptures call us to acknowledge and confess our sins and wickedness. We should not attempt to cover them or hide them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. As we come before His throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from You and Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against Thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But Thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare them, O God, who confess their faults. Restore Thou them that are repentant, according to Your promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for His sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of Thy holy name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth will show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read and Your Word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what You say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 119, verses 113 through 128. This is the Word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love Your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for Your word. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to Your word, that I may live. And do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, that I may be safe, and I may have regard for Your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from Your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love Your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of You, and I am afraid of Your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for Your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for Your salvation and for Your righteous word. Deal with Your servant according to Your loving kindness, and teach me Your statutes. I am Your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know Your testimonies. It's time for the Lord to act, for they have broken Your law. Therefore, I love Your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all Your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished." Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, through chapter 16, verse 23. This is the Word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. "While all the country was weeping with a loud voice, all the people passed over. The king also passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. Now behold, Zadok also came, and all the Levites with him came, carrying the ark of the covenant of God, and they set down the ark of God. And Abiathar came up until all the people had finished passing from the city. The king said to Zadok, 'Return the ark of God to the city. If I find favor in the sight of the Lord, then he will bring me back again and show me both it and its habitation. But if he should say thus, I have no delight in you, behold, here I am, let him do to me as seems good to him.' The king also said to Zadok the priest, 'Are you not a seer? Return to the city in peace, and your two sons with you, your son Ahimaaz and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I'm going away at the fords of the wilderness until word comes from you to inform me.' Therefore Zadok and Abiathar returned the ark of God to Jerusalem and remained there. And David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went, and his head was covered, and he walked barefoot. Then all the people who were with him each covered his head and went up weeping as they went. Now someone told David, saying, 'Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom.' And David said, 'O Lord, I pray, make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness.' It happened as David was coming to the summit where God was worshipped, that behold, Hushai the Archite met him with his coat torn and dust on his head. David said to him, 'If you pass over with me, then you will be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king. As I have been your father's servant in time past, so I will now be your servant. Then you can thwart the counsel of Ahithophel for me. Are not Zadok and Abiathar the priest with you there? So it shall be that whatever you hear from the king's house, you shall report to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, their two sons are with them there, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, and by them you shall send me everything that you hear.' So Hushai, David's friend, came to the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. Now when David had passed a little beyond the summit, behold, Ziba, the servant of a Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of saddled donkeys, and on them were 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a jug of wine. The king said to Ziba, 'Why do you have these?' Ziba said, 'The donkeys are for the king's household to ride, and the bread and summer fruit for your young men to eat, and the wine for whoever is faint in the wilderness to drink.' Then the king said, 'And where is your master's son?' And Ziba said to the king, 'Behold, he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.' So the king said to Ziba, 'Behold, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours.' And Ziba said, 'I prostrate myself. Let me find favor in your sight, O Lord, my king.' When King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out cursing continually as he came. He threw stones at David and all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the many men were at his right hand and at his left. Thus Shimei said when he cursed, 'Get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed.' Then Abishai, the son of Zariah, said to the king, 'Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over now and cut off his head.' But the king said, 'What have I to do with you, O sons of Zariah? If he curses and if the Lord has told him, curse David, then who shall say, why have you done so?' Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son who came out from me seeks my life. How much more now this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him. Perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and return good to me instead of his cursing this day. So David and his men went on the way, and Shimei went along the hillside parallel with him. And as he went, he cursed and cast stones and threw dust at him. The king and all the people who were with him arrived weary, and he refreshed himself there. Then Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, entered Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. Now it came about when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, came to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your loyalty to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No! For whom the Lord, this people, and all the men of Israel have chosen, his I will be, and with him I will remain. Besides, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so I will be in your presence." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give your advice, what shall we do?" Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house. Then all Israel will hear that you have made yourself odious to your father. The hands of all who are with you will be strengthened." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof. And Absalom went into his father's concubine in the sight of all Israel. The advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one inquired of the word of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel regarded by both David and Absalom. This is the word of the Lord. And we give praise to God. O God, make speed to save us. Dear brothers, as we were reading that passage, I'm being reminded of how David is a picture of Christ. David going up the Mount of Olives weeping, being betrayed by his friend. Our Lord Jesus went up into the mountain and was betrayed as well in the garden. And our Lord Jesus then went to the city and was crucified for the sins, not sins that he had done, not because he had been a poor father like King David, but for our sins. He was crucified, dead, and buried. But praise God, this word of God that was with God, and the word was God, and who became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glories of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This word rose again from the dead, and he has given us eternal life. What great news. Because of that, listen now to the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 1 through 22. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a purple robe on him. And they began to come up to him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews!" and to give him slaps in the face. Pilate came out again and said to them, "Behold, I am bringing him out to you, so that you may know that I find no guilt in him." Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold, the man!" So when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself out to be the Son of God." Therefore, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid. And he entered into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me, unless it had been given to you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin." As a result of this, Pilate made efforts to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes Caesar." Therefore, when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Behold, your king!" So they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. As we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delights in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good men, and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. This is the word of the Lord. And we give praise to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for our Savior, Christ Jesus, who went to the cross, who was unjustly accused of sin when he had not sinned, and yet he bore our sin, taking upon himself the sins that I have committed, my wicked and foul and ugly sins unholy. were placed upon the Holy One of God. And he was crucified, identified as a sinner. Lord, forgive us of our sins. But also, Lord, we thank you that even though he was betrayed, he was mocked, and he was buried, he faced hell on earth, being placed in the grave. It seemed as if death had defeated him. He rose again, though, Lord. He rose from the dead. And he sits in heaven right now, fully alive, fully man, fully God. There is a man in heaven who is our mediator, our interceder. And he lives to intercede for me, for his children. And so, Lord, we ask you to intercede for us. We ask you to rule your church, give civil magistrates repentance so they would rule the civil realm well. Give your pastors and elders and deacons wisdom to rule the church. Give fathers wisdom to rule their homes. Lord, make us faithful to serve you all of our lives. Give us wisdom so that the upright will stand in the land while the wicked are removed. Oh, we long for this, we pray for this, and we ask you to bring it to pass, and we beseech you in the name of the glorious King Jesus. Amen. Now, brothers, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.